From NPR News in Los Angeles and Slate Magazine Online, this is Day to Day. Alex Chadwick is away. I'm Madeline Brand. Coming up, Mexican day laborers react to President Bush's plan to give illegal immigrants legal status. But our lead story today is from Iraq, where a U.S. helicopter crashed today, killing all 9 soldiers on board. The Black Hawk medevac helicopter came down near the city of Fallujah, a stronghold of anti-occupation insurgents. Joining us now from Baghdad is Neela Banerjee of the New York Times. Neela, what more can you tell us about the crash today of this Black Hawk helicopter?
We went out at around 4 p.m. to Fallujah, and we found out that it's in a village near Fallujah. It's not even really a village. It's just a gathering of houses in the middle of potato fields. And the witnesses we spoke to said that the crash occurred sometime between 2:30 and 2:45 Baghdad time. And people saw a helicopter with a red cross on it, so it was some kind of medical helicopter, and they saw flames from it. And two or three of the people we talked to said they saw something hit the helicopter, and then it crashed in the middle of these potato fields. The village is called Jumeila, and it's about 10 kilometers or about 6 miles south of Fallujah. And if you'll recall, earlier in the week in Fallujah, I guess it was, I think, on Saturday, a Kiowa helicopter, a two-man helicopter, was shot down, and one of the servicemen died and another was wounded.
And this follows an attack yesterday on the U.S. base near Baghdad, where one soldier was killed and more than 30 wounded. Does this indicate that the U.S. crackdown on insurgents isn't working?
You know, I think it's too early to tell, and I think they really have a very difficult battle ahead of them. And I do believe what the military says as far as the fact that a lot of people were sitting on the fence, and a lot of people were afraid while Saddam was around to say anything. So I think it's too early to tell whether the crackdown is working or not, but I think that it's a stubborn and well-armed insurgency, and that area around Fallujah, Ramadi, is and Baghdad too. Those are the places where there's a lot of activity and a lot of attacks.
And there are lots of angry civilians today protesting outside the Abu Ghraib prison in Baghdad. Some of the 500 prisoners the Americans had promised to release were supposed to be freed there today, but they weren't. What happened?
Well, according to what we've heard, actually a number of them were released. And yesterday, in fact, at the press conference where they announced this, they said that, about 500 of about 9,800 people that they're holding for security reasons would be released under this program. And people were waiting all day for this. So I don't know if it was a protest, but they were waiting, and obviously they were keyed up and angry, but perhaps also just looking forward to their relatives being released. From what we heard later, because we had to go out to Fallujah, but we heard from, and it happened around the same time, was that after, the Americans denying all day that they were going to bring people out of Abu Ghraib because of security reasons, that in fact a vehicle came out and let a bunch of people out. And, there was the families that did stay, because a lot of them did leave, were very happy. There was a lot of rejoicing from what we heard from other journalists there. A lot of the detainees came out and they kissed the ground and stuff. So all 500 were not supposed to be released today, but a group did come out today.
Neela Banerjee of the New York Times in Baghdad. Thank you.
You're welcome.